All right, Heather, it's Earth Day. When's it coming up?
April 20th.
Okay.
It's 11 to 7. We have a concert element this year, so it's going to be a lot of fun. Right now, we're looking for exhibitors and vendors. It's completely free to participate. If you're a vendor, of course, there's a $50 permit fee, but we just are excited to get as many vendors and exhibitors out as we can to talk about the environment.
And again, this is something, I don't know, how long has it been going on, do you know?
This is our 18th year.
Okay, I was going to say, College Station was really kind of ahead of the curve on this, and so as a result, it's now we really don't have to explain what it is about, but how's it changed, really, in the last few years?
It's huge. I mean, it's gone from maybe a little over 1,000 in attendance to nearly 7,000 in attendance each year. We've got almost 100 vendors and exhibitors out with different varieties of materials. We've got people coming in from Galveston and Corpus Christi to talk about the environment. And it's awesome. It's become the regional event. So it's not just Bryan and College Station. We've got several people from Waco and Brenham and Navasota coming in. So we're really excited to for its growth and for it to keep growing and become the biggest sustainable event of the year.
Yeah, sure. Well, and the other thing I'm thinking about is now in your job, just how has that changed? Because you go to conferences, I'm sure. How has that changed in the last two or three years? I'm sure you got tons of options, tons of new products and processes out there.
We do. You know, the recycling business is a tough business, and so it's always doing what you can to stay ahead of that and to make changes here and there to make sure that you're compensating for what the market is lacking. So it's honestly been very exciting because it's definitely not the every single day the same paperwork in front of you. So just, you know, keeping up with the markets, making sure that we're evaluating the best possible places to bring our materials. And it's been just very interesting. And
well, the other dynamic that this brings in the city of College Station is you got 10,000 new people who move into the area every year. Got to re-educate them.
Right.
Are you finding, just do you have any anecdotal evidence as to new students who come in? Is there awareness enough that they do that? Do young people do this to a greater extent than people in their
50s? They do. And that's the greatest thing about these new generations coming in is that they've got it embedded in them from all of our elementary and high school education. When we go in and give our presentations and speeches, they actually do take that home. So come college, they're ready to get on board with recycling. And so it is a struggle to educate about how our process is. But getting students to actually call in and say, hey, I want to sign up. It's not what the issue that we have. It's honestly our 35 and up that we have a struggle getting to participate.
Yeah, getting to change those habits. Okay. Again, Earth Day is when?
April 20th.
Okay.
11 to 7.
And if they want some more information, what's the website for it?
BrazosValleyEarthDay.com.
Okay, good. Thanks, Heather. I appreciate
Thank you.
That.